Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Claude Osteen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle bunts towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow takes first base on ball four. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Houser moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser scores. Adcock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Landreth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvis out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Osborne moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Osborne moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Brinkman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Askew moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LePlow hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up towards first. Osborne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0 for 1 in the game. Osteen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser bunts towards first. Osborne fields the ball and throws to Osteen covering. Safe. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Cottier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Luplow strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. Locke is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0 for 2 in the game. Osteen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing third base. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osteen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Osborne, and towards Cottier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adcock is walked intentionally. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cottier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 3 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Joe Askew. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. Ramos moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held is walked intentionally. Gene Green pinch hits for Gary Bell. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Ramos moves to third. Two outs. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Gene Green. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Cal Neiman now catching. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 3 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 0 for 3 in the game. Austin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Luplow. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 4 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Osborne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Don Locke. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Hinton scores. There goes Osborne trying to get to home. Luplow throws the ball into Alvis, who relays the ball to Neiman, who tags Osborne, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-1, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brown now playing center field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 4 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Osborne settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Osborne. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 4 in the game. Cotier bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreth moves to second. Two outs. Ken Retzer pinch hits for Claude Osteen. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is walked intentionally. Marv Breeding pinch hits for John Kennedy. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing third base. Jim Coates now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Osborne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. King hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luplow strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landreth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-5 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Walker pinch hits for Bob Allen. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Breeding fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-4 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coates strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Houser strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to second. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Osborne strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coates fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landreth hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-5 in the game. Cottier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards third. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coates is 0 for 1 in the game. Coates strikes out. 1 out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding strikes out. 2 outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luplow hits a line drive towards first. Osborne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 19, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 6 in the game. With a walk. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 3 for 7 in the game, with 3 singles. Osborne hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3. And Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.